when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum. وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
So we were discussing this part of زيارة العاشوراء. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. Oh Abu Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of resurrection. This إلى يوم القيامة is what we are going to discuss in this episode. I assume this part of this phrase إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of resurrection, is expressing the Zair's steadfastness in this path. The declaration, I am at peace with you, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you until the day of resurrection, reveals the powerful resolution of the speaker. It resembles one who promises the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to be steadfast in their love and support through upholding their message, which is the true and untainted version of Islam, throughout his life. And this is another expression of unity with the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam forever. With this statement, of course it is simple in its constitution, but this simple statement requires a towering resolution. It requires a very exalted spirit for that person to say. It is a promise to the Ahlul Bayt to be always submissive and supportive of the teachings of Islam, of what they have taught us throughout their lives in all the difficult circumstances. Abu Basir reports that he heard Imam Baqir alayhi salam say, Wallahi latumayyazun, Wallahi latumahhasun, Wallahi latugharbalun, I swear by Allah, you most surely will be singled out, I swear by Allah, you most surely will be cleansed, and I swear by Allah, you most surely will be garbled in the way darnel is garbled from wheat. The phrase لتغربلن signifies the process of sieving, and the verb غربلة comes from قربال, which is a sieve. And reading these statements now and again is really important for the human beings, because these statements remind the human beings of their duties and their purposes in their lives. It wakes the man up from his slumber of sin. It deters him from those things that are abhorred by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and of course by Islam.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is: do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we promised the Ahlul Bayt to be supportive of their teachings until the day of resurrection. Ila yawmil qiyamah. And another aspect of this part that can be discussed is that the Ahlul Bayt are the means of perfection. Plant seeds do not grow or bear fruit without being directly in contact with the soil. Evidently, the soil must be good, because if the soil is contaminated, the seeds will not grow, they will perish. So the seeds will not grow or bear fruit unless there is the means of good soil. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا, the Holy Quran says. As for the good land, its vegetation springs by the permission of its Lord, and that which is inferior comes forth but scantily. So there are some means necessary in relation to seeds, and of course for the realization of every truth, so much that nothing can be realized, nothing reaches perfection without a mediation or means. Now, the mediation with which man can find his way to the realm of faith, morality, and good deeds is a truth that has been expressed by the Holy Quran, that Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are our mediation. The Holy Quran considers only the infallible persons as having the position of mediation between Allah and man, because they are the ones who lead to faith, to good deeds, to morality, and they are the ones that meet with the Almighty Allah. And these infallible persons are none but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Those are who can familiarize man with the past and future, as well as the teachings and wisdom of the Holy Quran. There is not a bit of corruption, defect, or fault in the Ahlul Bayt. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard says, "Inna Ahlul Bayt qad adhhab Allahu 'anna al-fawahish ma dhahara minha wa ma batan." We the Ahlul Bayt are those from whom Allah has removed any hidden or manifest uncleanness. And that's why the man or woman has to stay with these Ahlul Bayt, with these mediations forever, until the day of resurrection. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.